today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Oh, this is interesting too. It says on my screen there was a gentleman on the line probably half an hour or so ago, saying he went along to that rally last Sunday week. He was disappointed by, well, some aspects of it. He said the speakers were inadequate and they needed to be elevated, etc. But the main point he wanted to make was, how do we endure this ongoing nightmare? Ongoing nightmare. He nearly got run over by a car out there at Edmund the other day. Why? Because it was driven by probably kids of 13, 14 and 15 at ridiculous speeds, and it's happening all the time, apart from the break-ins and the handbags and phones being stolen every day in our CBD and shopping centres. Now, interestingly enough, it says on my screen the state member for Cook for the LNP, David Kempton, heard the interview and what was said on the program about half an hour ago, I think it was, and he's on the line to respond. David, good morning.
G'day, John. How are you?
And thank you for this, because obviously the caller we had back then, he was very, very upset about what had been happening in our city, as a whole lot of people are. Tom in Cairns wanted to let everybody know he's had a gutful of the crime rate, largely by children.
Look, I listened to Tom's interview, and obviously it was quite emotional, and he is feeling a lot of stress from this issue and clearly blames the government. But I guess it's always a blame game. But let's just really be clear about the facts about this. Over the last decade, every measure of crime in our district has increased by 10% per annum. So we've got 10 times more break-ins, 10 times more juveniles, 10 times more assaults than we had a decade ago. And this is a result of watering down the laws in relation to how we were dealing with those children. We lost 1,400 or 1,500 police as a result, and so on. Our government's been in place now for just a few months, and in that time, he said, oh, we need to change the laws. John, we've changed the laws. The laws now give the magistrates and the police the power to deal with these children. The second issue, he said, well, you can send 500 police up here. It's not going to make any difference. Well, we have increased the police force. We have had the flying squad up there, and it's been effective. Just since Christmas in Mareeba, the incident of crime, break-ins and the unlawful use of motor vehicles in 2 months is down 50%. And I heard that last week at a community meeting in Mareeba, so I don't know what the numbers are in Cairns. I'll find out.
Yes.
Now, the next issue, I was critical of the magistrates and the judiciary in terms of dealing with these children. I've had phone calls in the last week from magistrates saying, we can tell you that this week we have increased the number of serious and violent offenders to be kept in custody many times over than what it was previously under the previous government. So these things are happening. But, John, we're not going to turn around a decade of neglect in a few weeks. This is going to take us seriously between 2 to 5 years to get it back to a position where Tom and others can walk around feeling like they are not going to become a victim of crime. But we're on it. We're on it. We talk about it every day. We've put the resources in. He said, oh, we're not spending money, and then we're afraid to. We've put helicopters in there, which, again, have been highly effective. We are now looking at the appropriate remand and detention centres which need to be built. John, we're on this, and it will turn around, and I make Tom a promise that he is going to be feeling a lot safer in 12 months than what he is now, and in 5 years he will be safe.
Interesting you talk about these remand and detention centres. I was wondering if the magistrates are saying they're sending these kids to situations in where custody is primary. Where are they putting them?
Well, at the moment we have Cleveland and others. We need to build more. But again, remember, we've only got a small cohort of serious and repeat offenders that need to be put into detention. There's only about 80 in our entire region. So it's not like we've got to build some expansive, great detention centre to put these kids in. And often people like Tom talk about education and rehabilitation and learning this and learning that. There is a cohort of young offenders who are serious and repeat offenders who need to be in custody. What we deal with them after that, do with them after that, is a matter of what the processes are. But we need to get them off the streets to make the streets safe for the people that live in our communities. This isn't hundreds of kids running wild. This is a small cohort of repeat and serious offenders that we need to deal with, that haven't been dealt with for a decade.
Well, that figure from Mareeba is really heartening, really encouraging. I'm hoping, David, in the next few months you'll be able to talk about a figure of 50% reduction of these kids that are making our lives in Cairns an absolute misery. But on that basis, maybe we've got something to look forward to if you achieve
John,
that in Mareeba.
John, we are going to fix this problem, and I'm going to be talking to the police minister this week about getting the numbers out from Cairns as well, because people need to know that there are results for the actions we're taking. If we take all this action and it just gets worse, then we're not achieving anything. But in fact, the improvement's coming already, and we're only 3 or 4 months in.
Good on you, David. Appreciate this update. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's David Kempton. He's the state member for the seat of Cook.